You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
And we are back live here at College Place, where we're intergame. Boys basketball coming up as the girls drop their game to Kai B 52-29. And as mentioned, the boys are going to be coming up. These teams met in Benton City on December 20th. And in that game, the Hawks fell to the Bears 70-50. And the telling part of it was first quarter, where Kai B ran out to a 26-11 lead and then never really looked back. And then after that, it was quite a bit closer for College Place, but nevertheless still dropped that game by 20. Kiona Benton, like their women's team, are sitting at 4-4 in the South Central East, but they're actually sitting in fifth place. As Warden is atop at 7-1, while Luke is 6-1. Connell and Riverview tied for third at 5-3. Then Kiona Benton follows at 4-4. Then we have Columbia Riverbank. That school doesn't exist. It's Columbia Burbank follows at 3-4. And then College Place and Royal are both winless in league at 0-6. College Place and 0-8 for Royal. Royal will be the men's next opponent this coming Monday. In taking a look at that game on the 20th, the Hawks were paced by the 16 points and 8 rebounds of Silas Shoemate. And also assisted then by 8 points, 5 rebounds, Lance Hatch, 9 points by Hector Flores, 3 rebounds and 3 assists, as well as Nico Romero having 5 points, 3 rebounds, and 3 assists. Coach Mark Ferraro, I've got to talk to him a little bit after the game last night, and pardon me, where College Place lost to Connell 78-47, but it was exceedingly frustrating for Coach because the boys had really comported themselves quite well through the first half. They were only trailing by 10, as I recall, and had been playing and had really been playing Connell really quite closely. They were trailing by 10 at the half, and then in the third quarter, the wheels came off. They had no answer for a number of three bombs that were being tossed up, and on some occasions, their quarterback, for whatever reason, the kid's name is escaping me right now, Brian Hawkins, was getting a whole lot of drive to the bucket successful, and the Hawks simply didn't have an answer for either of those things, unable to stop the Connell offense. And in talking to Mark Ferraro after the game, he said, it's so frustrating because they played, College Place that is, he said, played lights out there in that first half, but the difficulty is getting them to play four quarters. And frustrating as it is, again, you know, we kind of need to remember that this is, and perhaps this will sound like I'm making an excuse, but this is a fledgling program. They have no seniors. They're still, in a sense, trying to find their offensive identity. I mean, sometimes the offense flows through Nico Romero. Sometimes it's compounding things down low by Silas Shoemate. Other times it's the play of Lance Hatch. And you can tell by the way they manage the ball, by some of the shot selections they choose, some of the pass selections they choose, that they're still trying to make their way through the game. But I understand Ferraro's frustration. If the team can put four quarters of play together, they're not going to end the season winless. But they still have to find the capacity to do that. And against a Bears team that's only 4-4, and again, they played fairly well in Benton City, there's a possibility that we might be able to get that first win in school history for the men here on the Hawk hardwood here in College Place. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, we'll have the starting lineup as well as other action going in the South Central East, and of course the opening tip-off and all the action when we return here to College Place, where the Hawks are going to be hosting the Bears at Kai B. You're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM KGBC2.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
When you're running a business, you need a partner you can count on. At Total Office Concepts, we provide not only workspace design, furniture, and network IT support, we are also experts in phone systems, security systems, and PC repair. From reducing printing costs to wireless connectivity, Total Office Concepts is your one-stop shop for today's technology. Total Office Concepts, locally owned and serving our community for 90 years, providing furniture and technology solutions. Call 582-4686 today. At Total Office Concepts, we make your workspace work.
When you're looking for new flooring for your home, it can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. With over 40 years of experience in the flooring industry, trust is just one of the many reasons why Connors Flooring and Design was voted best of the best. We use the finest local licensed installers to make sure your project gets done right the first time. Give us a call at 522-0176 today or stop by our showroom on C Street in College Place for your free estimate. Connors Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
And back live here at College Place, where the Hawks are warming up for their contest against Canada Benton. And unfortunately, this is a hot squad that's going to be a little bit shorthanded tonight and still searching for that first district win. And that the reason we're shorthanded is due to an altercation that's probably the wrong term. Because honestly, when you think about an altercation, you think about a fight. It really wasn't a fight. But unfortunately, what happened is up in Connell, after an errant Connell shot, both Lance Hatch and Ken Rook ended up going for the rebound, and they timed their jump in an unfortunate fashion. Hatch went up first, Rook went up second, and as Hatch was coming down, I believe it was his right elbow punched Ken Rook right in the mouth and knocked out at least a portion of one, if not two teeth. And Hatch also opened up his elbow, I think perhaps to the point that he may have needed stitches. So both Rooks and Hatch are not available for Coach Ferraro tonight. And that's unfortunate. Rooks, averaging 3 points and two rebounds, is certainly going to be a loss, often starting for Coach Mark Ferraro. Hatch is arguably an even more concerning loss. He's averaging almost 10 points a game and 6 rebounds, so he's one of the leading scorers. He is one of the leading rebounders. The only person who scores more than Hatch is Nico Romero at 11 points. He averages almost 7 rebounds a game, but in missing Hatch in the middle in particular, Coach Ferraro has a challenge in front of him, not only in pressing the starting lineup, but in managing his bench while still trying to find, that first win in school history. So we're getting ready for starting lineups, and we'll go ahead and get into them as well. First, for the visiting Kyona Benton Bears, coached by Adam Berg. Coach Berg is going to be starting at guard, a 5'6 sophomore, number 15, Xavier Roman. Also starting at guard, a 6-foot freshman, number 22, Sal Quinones. Also starting at guard, a 6'8 junior, number 23, Daniel Rizin. And then in rounding out a four-guard lineup, he's going to start a 6'3 junior, number 35, Justice Bender. And then finally in the post, he's going to start a 6'5 junior, number 41, Abraham Reinschmidt. And from what I recall of the tie the offense from that game at December 20th, one of the things the Hawks are going to have to work on is making sure that they're getting that perimeter fence out in a hurry and contesting any three-point shots that are being made, while at the same time they're going to have to spend some time down low to make sure they're not getting Reinschmidt at 6'5 any easy look at the bucket. For Coach Mark Ferraro, as mentioned, he had a different starting lineup last night. He had Dr. Flores actually on the bench. And he started Romero and Shunate, Brooks, and Lindstrom, and Hatch. But now he's lost Brooks and Hatch. So his starting lineup, it looks a little bit like what we've had in the past, but also a little bit different. Once again, he'll start at guard with the Lightning quick release, the 5'5 junior number one, Nico Romero. And then next to him, typically the quarterback, Flores did not start last night. Hector Flores, the 5'9 junior guard. He's also starting at forward, the 6'2 junior, Silas Shunate, fairly reliable, leading rebounder on the top team. Then getting his first start of the season is going to be the 5'11 sophomore forward, number 13, Jesse Garcia. And finally at center, the 6'3 junior, number 15, Cameron Lindstrom. If the Hawks are going to succeed tonight, Garcia, whose play has been somewhat streaky, there are times that it has really been brilliant, and he's made some impressive moves to the bucket, made them pay off. And then other times he's had some difficulty, like there were definitely some issues with regards to turnovers and trying to make entry passes from Garcia last night. So here is hoping that Garcia has a strong game in his first start, that the Lindstrom is finally able to exploit some of the height advantage that he does have down low. Shunate to continue to dominate on the boards, and of course Hector and Nico have to have a pretty good shooting night. Flores, having had a good evening last December 20th against Ty B, needs to repeat that, and Nico needs to slash to the bucket, but in particular he needs to be careful and complete in his finishing. If that can happen, there's every possibility. Once again, we're not playing on the paper, we're playing on the court, but the Hawks can still find that elusive first win in school history. The refs are handing their jackets off to the table staff, and now the refs come out to the table. The Bears come over to Coach Berg for their final huddle. Mark Ferraro puts his fist in with his Hawks, and the starters come out. Lindstrom come to the center circle, is going to go up against Reinschmidt, and Lindstrom gives 2 inches to Reinschmidt. Bender, starting as a guard, is also 6'3", but as I recall, he spends the bulk of his time working on the perimeter. So there is a little bit of height there, but we're going to see it more on the exterior as Reinschmidt wins the toss and gets it to Quinones, who's going to dribble to the left, shouted by Flores. Now he dribbles to the right, and Hector's all over him. Now Quinones is going to drive to the right. He's going to kick out to Roman. It's going to launch a long three. It hits the front of the rim and then dribbles in. 3-0 Tybee. Flores, the first possession for College Place, goes left arc Romero. Nico looking for something to open up. Now goes top of the arc, Silas Shunate, now to Garcia, now to Lindstrom. Tries to go down low to Nico. Nico loses the handle on his dribble, gets it back out, kicks to a driving Shunate, whose lane is just a bit too strong, but he gets it back, goes up, gets blocked. Then rebound Kai B, and then we're going to have a whistle. And they're going to say Hector Flores committed a grabbing foul there. Pardon me. Silas Shunate getting 2 excellent looks at the bucket. You've got to, again, if they're looking to have this win, they've got to be able to finish this sort of thing. Quinones with Flores over him, drives in the lane, now kicks out to Roman, takes the three, now goes to Reinschmidt. Reinschmidt goes down low to Bender. Bender loses the handle. No, that's not Bender, that's Reason. Loses the handle on it, feeds Bender. His shot ends up being no good. Tipped rebound brought almost by the center circle by Quinones. He now wants to drive a right baseline. His pass ends up getting intercepted by Lindstrom, who feeds off to Flores. Hector dribbling to the left, now goes to Shunate in the left corner. He's now going to drive baseline, going to go up against Reinschmidt. His lay-in too strong, but he got fouled on his way to the bucket. Nice move there by Silas Shunate, as Bender, rather, is going to pick up his first personal. First team foul. Shunate, the line. Nails his first, just coolly. Put CP on the board. 6:42 to go here in the first. IB 3, College Place 2, thanks to Silas Shunate's coolness from the line, and Quinones takes the inbounds from Reason. Now he dribbles to the left, tries to blow past Hector, now has to kick out to Bender. Bender goes top of the arc to, that is Reason. Reason has to go now to Quinones on the left arc. Quinones to Hector all over him. Now he's going to dribble to the right, fights through a double team, puts up a wild shot, that goes off the side of the backboard, but they're going to say Nico Romero grabbed him before he – no, they're going to say grabbed him as he went up. So Sal Quiñones at the line to try and get his first points of the game. He bounces twice, spins and considers and fires again and goes off the back of the rim. No good. College play still looking for that first victory, playing 4-4, Kiana Benton here at the home of the Hawks as Quiñones' second free throw ends up being no good. Tipped rebound, finally brought down by Cameron Lindstrom. Flores quickly wants to feed Humate, has the ball batted away by Reason, but it goes out of bounds. Trying to get going in transition, and Reason ended up poking through the passing lane. Humate now gets the ball back into Hector. Hector with Quiñones all over him, wants to go to Garcia, and there was a miscommunication where that pass was supposed to go. And we get a turnover. Quiñones takes the inbound from Roman. Quiñones now dribbles to the left, now goes on the right to Reason. Reason dribbles in, kicks out to Roman. He's going to launch a corner three off the back of the rim, no good. And Shoemate, through a double team, skies for the rebound. He finally kicks it out to Flores. And Flores, no look pass to Lindstrom, ends up being cleaned up by Garcia. And as he goes up, it gets blocked by Bender out of bounds. And you can hear the Kai B fans roaring behind me, but Bender clearly knocked that out, so Flores will take it out. Goes long to Romero, who gathers it back in. Now he tries to drive in, tries to slice through the double team, drives up against Reinschmidt. The ball gets blocked out of bounds by Reinschmidt, and they say it's still going to be College Place ball. Flores, baseline. Running out of time, quickly goes down to Romero, who lays it up and in. Nice eye by Hector. Nico Romero brought to you by Hector Flores, and it's College Place 4, Kai B 3. Bender pulls in up on the left, puts up for an 18-footer air ball, long rebound, Quiñones, kicks out to Roman. Now back to Quiñones on the right arc. Luis tries, Quiñones tries to drive in. Now gets to Reason. He spends too much time in the key, then finds Bender, who's waiting down low to lay it up and in, and it's 5-4 IB. Suarez comes across the timeline. They need to match here. They need to stay with Kai B. They need to keep their confidence up. Flores drives, goes to Lindstrom at the top of the arc. Cameron looking for something to open up. Now he's going to put it on the ground. Now he's going to go to, nope, not Garcia. He's going to pull up for a 15-footer off the backboard. No good. And Quiñones drives in against Flores. Now he dribbles to the right. Tries to slide through Garcia. I think Jesse may have gotten a piece of that. Then feeds Nico in transition. He wants to drive through. And as he pulls into the lane, they're going to call a blocking foul on Xavier Roman. That's his first personal, second team foul. Nico's asking if he can shoot, and it's like, Nico, you weren't close to shooting that ball. Garcia's going to go to the bench, and Miguel Moreno now is going to check in as Flores takes it out baseline. Goes high to Lindstrom, now out to Nico, now to Flores in the corner. He's going to launch a three. That's off the side of the rim. No good. Sky rebound finally brought down by Reason. He dribbles across the timeline, now wants to go to Quiñones, and Flores is all over him. He's making Quiñones work. Now goes to Reason on the left arc, guarded by Moreno, dribbles in, now goes to Roman in the corner. Roman's not going to dribble around, and he wants to shoot over Lindstrom, and his scoot lay-in ends up being no good, but they're going to call Cameron Lindstrom with a pushing foul. That is Lindstrom's first personal, third team foul. And they're going to say Roman was in the act of shooting, so he'll go to the line with Kaidi, leading by one, 5-4, 4:15 to go here in the first. Roman's first free throw is good. And he gets the ball back and dribbles three times, pauses, dribbles three times again, then hunkers and fires and puts that one away. 7-4, Kaidi. College Place, keep their confidence that they need to score on this possession. Flores goes left arc, Nico Romero. Nico looking for something to open up, now goes to the left. I've been screened. Can't see who took the shot, and whoever it was nailed it for a long two. I guess that was Hector Flores for a long two, brought to you by Nico Romero. And it is 7-6, Kai B, 3:53 to go here in the first quarter. Quiñones for Kai B. dribbling right, now spinning left, now goes to Reason. He wants to dribble and goes to shoot over Silas Shoemate. His rolling lane bounces off the rim. They're going to say Shoemate committed a grounding foul on the way in, so now Daniel Reason, a 6'2 junior guard, is looking for his first point for Kiana Benton, currently leading by one. Reason bounces once and considers and rims that one in and out, no good. Reason gets the ball back, spins it, and then just fires, manages to hit that one. 8-6 KIB, 3:44 to go here in the first. Flores takes the inbound and quickly tries to slip through the double team. Kicks out to Nico Romero. He shoots a left arc three. Nails it. Nico for three, brought to you by Hector Flores. And it is 9-8 college place as Reason then proceeds to drive down the left lane and scoop it up and in. And we're going back and forth. It's now 10-9 KIB. Flores comes down. Guarded by Quinones. Comes out quick to meet him. Now goes right arc Moreno. Moreno looking for something to open up. Now goes to Flores on the right baseline. Now back out to Lindstrom. Now top of there at Nico. Nico fakes Roman, wants to drive in against Reinschmidt, and Reinschmidt blocks it and gathers it back in. Then Reason finds a driving Bender in transition, and they score an open lead back to 3 at 12-9. Transition buckets defending them have been an issue for College Place. Hector Flores drives, goes to the top of the arc. Now he goes to the right arc, still maintaining his dribble, has Quinones all over him. Now he stops, goes to Moreno at the top of the arc. Moreno looking for something to open up. 11 seconds on the shot clock. Goes to right arc. Nico Romero feeds Silas down low, who wants to go up. And as he went up, got fouled, I believe, by Reason. No, they're going to say Abraham Reinschmidt was grabbing Silas as he went up, as Leo Gomez is going to check in for Kai B. Silas Shoemate technically missing that shot. Now is going to shoot a free throw, and they're still going to give him two to go because the net was hung up. They just now discovered it. So, Silas with that left hand manages to drain the first one home. 12-10 Tybee. Kobe Morris also checking in. Bender will sit. Moreno will sit. Bender for Tybee. Moreno for College Place. Silas bounces a couple times and fires, and that's going to be off the back of the rim. No good. Lindstrom manages to tip the rebound. Morris almost gets it. But instead, it's going to be Kai B. and Mark Harrell yelling him, get back. No more transition buckets. 12-10. Kai B., 2:23 to go here in the first. Quinones wants to drive. Has to kick out to Roman. He's got a clear look at a three. Off the back of the rim. No good. And Lindstrom skies for the rebound. Flores quickly comes down the right lane in transition. Wants to kick out now. Wants to feed Shoemate. Shoemate's going to turn around and pull up for a left arc three. Hey, Silas Shoemate for three. Brought to you by Hector Flores. 13-12, College Place. College Place shooting well here in the first quarter. Quinones dribbles down the left lane, going to pull up for an NBA three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Shoemate has the rebound stolen from him by Roman, who then feeds low, then feeds Quinones down low, and Flores skied, came down on Quinones' back, and Hector's got to pick up a foul for that. Yeah, Flores, a second personal, 15 foul, no shooting foul, so it will be Kai B. Ball. Garcia is now going to come in, and Flores is going to sit with his two fouls. Flores already has 2.3 assists, though, and no one wants to take the ball in for Kai B. Gomez finally sets himself up on baseline and goes down low to Bender. No, that was Reason, who turns around and puts up a little six-foot tanker. And Kai B reassumes lead again, 14-13. Nico, having quarterback duties now, comes down, gives to Lindstrom on the right arc. Cameron has it poked away by Reinschmidt, gives it back in. Now Garcia is going to go and drive in. He shoots over two trees, but his shot ends up being a little bit too strong, and rebound Kai B. Quinones loses the handle on his dribble, gets poked away by Romero, and gets back to Roman. Now Quinones is in the corner, feeds Reason down low. Reason wants to make a move in, shoots over Morris, and puts it in. Morris had position on him. Reason just shot over him, and it's a three-point lead. Lindstrom takes the ball in transition. He goes up after he stops, and Reinschmidt nailed him. But Ryan Schmidt got a lot of body, too, so he's picked up his second personal. Is Lindstrom now is going to go to the line to shoot two. Bender is going to check back in for Tybee after Lindstrom's first free throw. 16-13 Tybee. Lindstrom's first free throw is off the back of the rim. No good. Bender checks in, and Ryan Schmidt with two fouls is going to sit. Lindstrom takes one bounce and fires with that left hand, and that goes off the back of the rim. No good. Long rebound tracked down by Gomez for Tybee. Under a minute to go. Tybee only by three, 16-13. College Place needs a stop here. Quiñones goes to Bender, who loses the handle on his dribble. Sorry, that was Reason. Gathers it back in, and his shot rims around. No good. Kobe Morris with the rebound. Nico then in transition loses the handle on his dribble, gives it back, and then feeds Garcia, who goes underneath the bucket and lays it up and in. And that's what you're talking about right there. Garcia needs to have that kind of game. College Place trails by one, 16-15, 25 seconds left in the first quarter. Quiñones drives right, pulls back, has Garcia in his face, still maintaining his dribble. Now he dribbles left. And Garcia pulls back a little bit, still maintaining dribble, goes to Roman. He's going to shoot a right arc three that hits off the back of the rim and in. And it's 19-15 Tybee, 7 seconds. I hope Nico's watching the clock. He pulls down, thinks about the three, now goes to Garcia. He's going to have to pull up, launch the contested three. It ends up being an air ball, and that'll be the end of the first quarter. With College Place playing Tybee close, it's the Bears 19, Hawks 15. We'll be back with the second quarter. You're listening to College Place Basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Here's a little secret for all you husbands out there. Your wife can use a little extra help around the house. Ever thought of hiring a maid for her? Handmade Cleaning can make this dream a reality for you, providing the luxurious value of exceptional cleaning and restoration services at affordable prices. Kevin and Grace Reynolds founded Handmade Cleaning to specialize in the interior beautification of area homes and to provide quality career opportunities to dedicated people of good character. Call Handmade Cleaning, 240-7999. That's 240-7995.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the College Place Hawks on KGDC2 102.3 FM. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Hawks Radio. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisor for your investment needs. In the Walla Walla Valley, contact Chase Hessler, George Hessler, Hank Worden, or Sam Wells. Call us today at 1-800-ED-JONES. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Second quarter action here at College Place. The Hawks shooting 33% in the first quarter. They trail Tybee by four, 19-15. They have the ball. Nico Romero goes to Kobe Morris on the right arc. Now back to Nico. Nico has Xavier Roman in his face. He now dribbles to the left. Now Silas Shumate on the left arc. He pulls up for an NBA three. That ends up being off the front of the rim. No good. And Tybee with the rebound. Roman quickly flees down the court. And as he started to make his drive down the right lane, they're going to say he got fouled before he put up a shot. They're going to say he got fouled by Nico Romero. That's his second personal. 16 foul. Gomez will take it out baseline. Ends up feeding a waiting Ron Lewis, who subbed in and is able to lay it up and in and got fouled. That foul's on Jesse Garcia. That's his first personal, 17 fouls. Ron Lewis, a 6'4 senior post, seeing his first action, gets his bucket, and his free throw bounces off the front of the rim, no good, and Garcia comes down with a rebound. Quickly feeds Shumate, comes down the right wing, now turns around, pulls up, goes to Nico Romero at the top of the arc. Nico looking for some movement, maintaining his dribble with Xavier Roman in his face, now goes right arc Kobe Morris. Morris looking for some opening out back to Nico. Nico now wants to drive. Slices through, lays it up and in, and got fouled. Nico makes his own offense. And now he gets a chance to go for the end one, having been fouled by Xavier Roman. That is his second personal. I have that as the 15th foul. Quiñones now is going to check back in, and Roman is going to sit. Is Nico with the opportunity for the end one to try and pull within three. Tybee leading 21-17 and still leading 21-17 as that shot rims in and out. Lucatero, rather, has now checked in. He drives down the right lane. That's not Lucas Carroll. That's Armando Reyes. He puts up a long shot, ends up being no good. Rebound Nico. He quickly comes tearing down, now gives to Garcia at the top of the arc. He's going to turn around, quickly pull up for three. That rims in and out, no good. Got to make smart shots as Quinones, the Kyvie leading by four, dribbles to the left. Now turns around, pulls up for a left arc three. That's off the side of the rim, no good. Long rebound, Braden Schwartz, who's also checked in, feeds Nico, who comes down in transition. His shot ends up being no good. Garcia with the rebound and turnaround jump shot, putback. Hello, that was pretty. 21-19, Kyvie. 6:25 to go here in the second. Quinones dribbles to the left, fakes the pass, and then he wanted to feed Abel Lucatero, but Lucatero was traveling south and the pass went north. As Daniel Reason checks in, and Bender is going to check out. Garcia feeds to Romero facing a press, feeds Schumann, goes down the left wing, now feeds, that's right, feeds Braden Schwartz, who was just waiting, and lays it up and in, and we're tied at 21. Hawks playing tough. Quinones dribbles to the top of the arc. He thinks about Reyes. Now Reyes dribbles to the top of the arc. Now goes to Reason on the left arc. He now wants to drive down six, kicks out to Lucatero. And then we had a whistle, three in the key. Yeah. Three on the key. I believe that was going to be Ron Lewis, who was camped out a little bit too long in the paint, such as the paint is. And, okay, now we're trying to break a press, and then the ref suddenly whistled away from the ball. I can't even see what's going on here. Hector Flores comes to the table to check in. We had a clock issue. Oh, they're saying that the game clock apparently didn't start, so it's unfortunate because the Hawks had just broken the press. Morris now, however, is going to sit as Hector Flores checks in. Nico gives to Hector at the top of the arc. Now back to Nico on the left arc. Hawks looking for a lead. They've had a couple. Goes to Silas up the arc, has the ball poked away by Reyes, gathers it back in. Wanted to feed Nico down low, but instead the lanes got clogged, and they turn the ball over. Quinones now kicks up to Lucatero. He launches a three that rims in and out. Long scramble for the rebound, brought down by Reason. Wants to go up against Garcia, and he manages to bank it in. 23-21, Kyvie. Flores breaking the press, now has like a three-on-one fast break. Lost the handle on his dribble, picked up by Garcia. Picks up for an 18-footer. That rims in and out, no good. Rebound, Kyvie. College Place needs to stop here as Reason dribbles down the right wing. Now pulls back out, gets to Quinones at the top of the arc. Quinones feeds to Reason. Reason now wants to drive and then feeds a waiting Lewis who wants to go up. And they're going to instead call a grabbing foul on Nico Romero. And that being his third foul, he's going to have to sit as Morris checks back in, as does Moreno and Lindstrom. Nico will sit. Garcia will sit. Silas Schumate will get some time on the bench. So it'll be Schwartz, Lindstrom, Moreno, Morris and Flores, with Kyvie leading by two, 4:50 to go here in the second, trying to make it three, and the 1-1 rebound rims in and out, and Miguel Moreno comes down with the rebound, now feeds Flores, who brings across the timeline, and he's going to be met by Lucatero right pretty much at the top of the key. Hector still maintaining his dribble, now goes left arc Schwartz, and Braden looking to get someone, gives right arc Moreno. He wanted to feed Morris. Instead, now has to go left arc Lindstrom, who has no business being out there. He's got to be down low. And Lindstrom now feeds Moreno. 8 on the shot clock. Has the ball tipped away, finally stolen by Reyes, who then feeds Reason, feeds a 2-on-1 fast break. He feeds Lucatero, puts up a little 10-footer. And it's a 4-point Kyvie lead with just over 4 minutes to go. Hawks somewhat undermanned. We'll talk about this a little bit later. Moreno takes the ball down the right wing, then gets tied up again. This time Reyes precipitates the jump ball in the possession arrow, favors Kiona Benton. Hawks missing Lance Hatch. Hawks missing Kenneth Rooks. And yet they are playing 4-4. Kyvie really tight, but they've turned the ball over on the last two possessions. Lucatero takes the ball in the left corner and then dribbles in and pulls up a little 12-footer that drains, and that's the largest lead of the game at 6. Tybee leading College Place 27-21. Shoemate coming back down into the corner, and as Flores tries to break the press, they're calling Reason for a blocking foul. And Reason shrugging his shoulders going, I don't understand why I got called for that, but there you have it. 16 foul. First team foul. First personal foul for Reason. Shoemate then checks in. Moreno checks out. Flores takes the inbound from Silas. Down goes to Shoemate on the right arc. Silas looking for some open up feeds to driving Flores, and Flores couldn't handle the pass. And the Hawks turn the ball over. That is only the third turnover that I have listed so far. Reyes takes the long inbound pass, dribbles down the right wing, wants to give to Quinones. Flores making it difficult. Quinones now gives to Lucatero. He's going to launch a long left arc three. That's good, and watch out. It is now a 9-0 run and a 9-point lead for Tybee, breaking a 20-21 tie. Shoemate wants to feed Schwartz, and if he went up for the pass, they're going to say he got fouled. That foul's on Armando Reyes. That's his first personal. 17 fouls with Silas Shoemate now to the line to shoot a 1-1. Currently, the Hawks shooting 3-for-7 from the line. They need to improve that if they want to stay close to this. So Silas Shoemate, 1-for-2 thus far, needs to put this one away, and he does. Put an end to a 9-0 Tybee run. Cut the lead to 8, 30-22. 3:10 to go here in the second. Shoemate takes a couple of bounces and then does that left-handed release and drains that one too. 30-23, Tybee. Quinones comes across the timeline as Garcia checks into the table. He'll be coming in. Feeds Lucatero has a long time to consider that three, and he drains it. Got to transition, got to get on the perimeter defense, and they did not make it happen there as Shoemate drives across the timeline. He ends up getting blocked, no call by Ron Lewis, comes back and feeds Morris on the right arc, now top of the arc Flores. He dribbles right, now back left. On the left arc, still maintaining his dribble, guarded by Quinones, and then we're going to call a foul. We are not going to call a foul. We've got a foul on Reyes, I believe. Yeah, right. Reyes sent. That's his second personal 18 foul, and he sent Silas Shoemate just flying away from the ball. Morris will go to the bench, and Garcia will check back in as Silas Shoemate will again shoot a 1-on-1. And he's 3-for-4. That one's barely off the side of the rim, no good. And that's what I get for quoting statistics. Quinones comes down top of the arc now. He dribbles right. Now he's going to miss by Schwartz, and Luke Carroll is going to launch that three off the back of the rim. No good. Long rebound by Reason. He gives back to Lucatero. Now top of the arc, Quinones. Quinones puts the ball on the ground. He's got Hector Flores all over him. Now Reason wants to turn around, go against Lindstrom. Instead, he feeds Lewis, who puts up a right-hand scoop shot that banks in. And it is now a 12-point Tybee lead, their largest of the game. They're on a 14-2 run right now. Schwartz. Goes to the top of the arc, Garcia. Now to Flores in the right corner. Fake three is going to shoot over Lucatero. Off the back of the rim, no good. Tip rebound brought down by Lindstrom. And then Garcia ends up having to go all the way out to the center line. I'm not sure what happened to chase the ball down. And then Quinones tied him up. And Quinones is going to get called for, I believe, his first personal. And that should be the, what is that, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9th team foul. So Jesse Garcia now to the line to shoot a 1-on-1. Hawks only shooting 50%. They've got to take advantage of them. And this is a 1-on-1 bonus. So you really got to take care of this. And Garcia nails it. If I were coach, and I'm not, I'd say Jesse might need to work a little bit on the arc of his free throw. But he made it work. So let's see if he does it again. And he does. So forget what I'm saying. Cut the lead back to 10, 35-25. Quinones with 1:33 to go here brings the ball up the court. 1:33 and a half. Quinones wants to drive right lane. Now wants to feed Reason down low. His lay-in too strong. Snatted rebound brought down by Silas Shoemate, who then comes down, ends up pulling up at the baseline. Now kicks out to Flores. He's going to have to dribble back out to the top of the arc and set the offense. Try to cut into this 10-point Kaibia lead. Goes to Braden Schwartz at the key. Back to Flores. Launches the left arc. Three. That rattles home. Hector Flores. Brought to you by, where the heck, I got to find him, Braden Schwartz. And then Ty B mishandles the ball. They step on the line and instantly turn the ball over. So had been down by 12, now down by 7, trying to cut it down to within 5. As Flores takes the ball out under the Kaibi basket, goes down low to Shoemate. He goes up, has the ball flat out stripped by Reason. Reason wants to run down the right lane. He's going to go up against Lindstrom. His scoop was too strong, but they're going to say he drew the foul. Cameron Lindstrom matching him stride for stride. But they're going to call him for his second personal foul. That's the 17th foul, I believe. 19th foul. No, sorry, 19th foul. I can't count. So Daniel Reason to the line. He will get to shoot. I believe they're calling this a shooting foul. Doesn't matter because he drains the first one, 36-28. Justice Bender checked in, and I'll tell you what, Bryson Wurzburg in the line wasn't that even aware it was on the court. Will sit. Reason's second free throw also rattles home, and lead is 9 at 37-28. Flores comes down the right wing, comes across the timeline, now comes to the top of the arc. He's going to have Lucatero in his face, goes to Schwartz on the left arc. Braden looking to get to Garcia. Garcia on the right arc, now to Flores, who wants to go down low to Shoemate, and Reason just leapt into the passing lane and flat out stole it as Quinones comes down, stutter steps, kicks out to Bender in the right corner. He's going to launch a three. That ends up being no good. Long rebound brought down by Jesse Garcia. Now feeds Lindstrom. Lindstrom's going to have to pull up because he's not good in transition. Gets to Flores, 23 seconds here in the half. Garcia is going to pull into the key, puts up a shot that bounces off no good. Long rebound Flores, who then feeds a driving Garcia, who has the shot partially blocked. Quinones with 7 seconds to go, going to try and get the lead back above 7. Reason now wants to drive in, drives up. His lay-in is rolls around the rim, no good, then drops rebound Braden Schwartz, and that'll be the end of the first half with Kaibi leading College Place, 37-28. We'll be back with first half totals and analysis and what the Hawks need to do to succeed in the second half when we return. Here at halftime, Bears 37, Hawks 28. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
We've been bringing men to one knee since 1906. You see, we've been part of that moment when a man takes a little box from his pocket, and he looks across at the woman he has a question for, and he's excited that he thinks he knows her answer. And then he gets down on one knee, and just a few words tumble out. I'm Skip at Falkenberg's Jewelers. Is it your moment to get down on one knee? Come see us. We have the diamond that will go in that little box that you will pull from your pocket. Falkenberg's Jewelers on Main Street, right in the heart of downtown Walla Walla.
Thinking about getting braces or Invisalign? Think Wood Orthodontics. Formerly Dr. Greg Fink's practice, Wood Orthodontics has the same great staff with an awesome new doctor. Dr. Ryan Wood is a board-certified specialist with amazing attention to detail, and he completes most of his cases in less than 2 years. Entrust your family's orthodontics care to the same great practice that has cared for the smiles of so many other Walla Walla families. Wood Orthodontics. Learn more at woodorthosmiles.com. That's woodorthosmiles.com.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
And back live here, halftime at College Place, where the Hawks still trying to find their first district win, actually first win in school history, and they are playing a Kaibi team that's 4-4 and took the measure of the Hawks back on December 20th. Fairly close, but the Bears still go to the locker room with a 9-point lead over the Hawks, 37-28. Here are preliminary statistics. For the Kaibi Benton Bears, Ron Lewis with 4 points, Justice Bender with 4 points, Xavier Roman, 8 points, Abel Lucatero, 10 points, and Daniel Reason leading all scorers with 11 points. For the Hawks, they are sharing the load, and one of the things we're going to talk about a little later in halftime is the fact they're shorthanded with that load. And despite that, they're playing the Bears tough. Kobe Morris, one rebound. Miguel Moreno, one rebound. We have Braden Schwartz, 2 points, two rebounds, one assist. Hector Flores, 5 points, one rebound, three assists. Jesse Garcia in his first start, 6 points, three rebounds. Nico Romero, 7 points, one rebound, one assist. And Silas Shumate, leading all scorers for the Hawks, that is, with 8 points and three rebounds. The Hawks are shooting a fairly respectable 34.6%. 3 for 8 from three-point land, 7 for 12 from the line. That's not so good, 58%. 15 total rebounds, 4 offensive. They have 5 assists, 1 steal, and 1 block shot to offset 4 turnovers, which actually doesn't look all that too terribly bad. Fouls are potentially an issue. Nico Romero has 3. Flores and Lindstrom both have 2. For the Conobitten Bears, we have Roman Reyes coming off the bench, and Abraham Reinschmidt, their starting post, also with 2 rebounds. We're going to take a break, and then when we come back, we'll take a look at that first half and what the Hawks need to do to succeed in the second if they're going to get their first win in school history here at College Place. It's halftime. Bears 37, Hawks 28. We'll be back with more. You're listening to College Place Basketball on 102.3 FM KGBC2.
The tradition began in 1869 with two entrepreneurs whose vision was to empower the local community through prudential financial decisions. Today's team at Baker Boyer still shares that vision of building and empowering the community by providing sage advice and counsel. Combining the tradition of community banking with the expertise of D.S. Baker advisors, Baker Boyer attends to your needs with the proven wisdom of listening first, understanding second, and helping third. Baker Boyer's mission is to help local families manage assets to build local legacies. Baker Boyer, family legacies grown locally. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls, as well as Science Diet pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets and sweatshirts, and a full line of winter work clothes. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with Wilbur Ellis brand Ice Melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for your winter products today. Your local True Value store, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
What do Elgin Appliance and Maytag dishwashers have in common?
Maytag offers dependable cleaning built into every dishwasher with their Jet Clean Plus wash system.
While Elgin Appliance customers have come to depend on their knowledge, selection, and prices,
Maytag offers the four-step clean system, starting with spray jets with the power of 25 gallons per minute and the maintenance-free filter, along with the four-blade chopper, and finally, high-heat steam to sanitize.
So when purchasing your next dishwasher, depend on Maytag and Elgin Appliance and Milton Free Water.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
Don't suffer through another cold shower this winter. Warm up with a new hot water heater installed by Total Comfort Solutions this month and save $250. You may even qualify for a $50 rebate from Cascade Natural Gas. Call 525-4868 and feel the difference. That's 525-4868 or on the web at www.comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, your authorized Lennox dealer in Walla Walla.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back live here at College Place halftime, where your Hawks still looking for their first district win against the 4-4 Conobitten Bears. They trail the Bears 37-28. But I got to say that actually the Hawks are, given what they are facing, I'm not saying they're playing the best they possibly can, but they're putting up a fight, given the fact that they're shorthanded. One of the first things you have to keep in mind, and we mentioned this during the pregame, we're without Ken Rooks, and we are without Lance Hatch. Hatch being one of our leading scorers and our second leading rebounder. So in some ways can be said our best all-around player is not here tonight. And that is due to an episode that occurred in Connell last night when both Rooks and Hatch went up for a rebound, but they mistimed their jump. Rooks was coming in, jumping late. Hatch was jumping early, falling back. And as Hatch was coming down and Rooks was going up, Hatch's elbow hit Ken Rooks right in the mouth and knocked out a portion of at least his left front tooth, if not a portion of the right front tooth as well. One of the more unusual things I've ever seen in watching and broadcasting basketball is officials and players searching on the court for tooth fragments. I did see Ken Rooks earlier this evening, but he is not in uniform as he had to have some emergency dental work done last night. Lance Hatch is also not on the court, and Rooks, well, you can't save Rooks, but the situation between him and Rooks opened up Hatch's elbow, and I think he might have needed some stitches. We never saw him again, and I haven't seen him tonight. So shorthanded, Mark Ferraro gives Jesse Garcia his first start, and Garcia comporting himself well, 6 points, 3 rebounds. He's having one of those games where he's shooting fairly well. Hawks doing a good job of taking care of the ball. They have turned the ball over 4 times, so they haven't been making crazy bad passes. The difficulty is they're having problems stopping Daniel Reason for Kiona Benton, in particular with his drives to the bucket. And they're sometimes not rotating out in terms of covering three-pointers. In particular, I'm looking at dealing with Abel Lucatero, who has 10 points, and 3 of those are on three-pointers where he could stop, look, take a beat, and fire. One of the issues College Place has had in the past is dealing with rotating on the perimeter. And they've allowed Lucatero to exploit them now 3 times, and they've got to put an end to that. Lucatero in particular, if it looks like the ball's remotely going to be getting to him, they need to rotate out quickly and get a hand in his face, not allow him clear looks. So if they can find a way to shut down Daniel Reason, and they've found ways to address those sort of slash-and-burn drivers. They do that with Brian Hawkins up in Canal. They had pretty good success shutting him down last night. But they need to shut down the slash-and-burn driving of Reason, and then they have got to rotate out and keep Lucatero, in particular, from antagonizing him with three-pointers. The other one they're going to have to watch out for, although he has not been an issue tonight, is Armando Reyes. He is possible of going bombs away. He hasn't had any good looks tonight, and the Hawks want to make sure they don't give him any more good looks. We are about a minute away from opening the third quarter, so we'll take another break, and when we come back, briefly take a look at the schedule that's coming up and then have all the second-half action here from College Place, where the Bears are leading the Hawks 37-28. We'll be back with the second half. You're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM KGDCQ.
Make it a lean, mean 2017 at Walla Walla's Postal Annex, as they provide safe, secure, and super affordable shredding services. Why shred those outdated documents? It can prevent ID theft, protect you, your customers, and employees. It just makes perfect sense to be secure these days. So put those old records to bed and shred for just 99 cents a pound with expert shredding service and more from the pros at Walla Walla's Postal Annex. Owner Sheila Profrock and her crew are always there for you.
Hi, this is Sheila. Come see us in the Plazaway Shopping Center.
Happy New Year!
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger?
Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Also in action here in the South Central, second place Waluke hosting third place Riverview. Columbia Burbank hosting last place, second to last place Royal. And first place Warden hosting tied for third place Connell. And the Hawks will start the second half moving from right to left as Flores takes the inbounds, gets to Silas Shoemate on the right arc. Silas now wants to drive, and they're going to call him for a travel as he tried to break through Daniel Reason. So, unfortunately, first possession and turnover, not how we want to start things. It's Lucatero, who's starting the second half, gives the ball to Quinones. Quinones dribbles down to the left arc. Now he dribbles to the right. He's going to have Flores on his face, gives to Reyes in the right corner. Reyes feeds to Reinschmidt, has the ball batted by Flores, still trying to go up. Now he's getting tied up, tries to dribble out, still not able to avoid the trouble. And then as he passed the ball to Nico Romero, they're going to say he got fouled by Cameron Lindstrom. So Lindstrom picks up his third personal, first team foul, and if you just wait a minute, you get the ball back. Reinschmidt takes the inbounds, goes to Lucatera on the right arc. Now back to Lucatera on the corner. He launches that three off the front of the rim. No good. Garcia skies for the rebound. And I think they're going to call Daniel Reason for a reaching foul. Yeah. Jesse Garcia had that rebound, and then Reason went reaching for it and picks up his second personal first team foul. Romero inbounds to Flores. He's going to get met at the center circle by Quinones. Now goes to Shoemate on the right arc. Silas looking for someone to give it to. Goes top of the arc. Flores. Flores now wants to drive in. Shoots past Reyes. His shot ends up being short. And here comes Reason in transition. And he goes coast to coast and lays it up and in. You got to find a way to stop him. It's an 11-point Kaibe lead. They've led by as much as 12. And Nico drives through the left lane, splits the double team, but his lay-in rolls off the rim. Rebound Reinschmidt. Gives the ball to Lucatero, now to Quinones at the top of the arc. Got Hector Flores on him, and Quinones drives right now to Lucatero on the right arc for the three. He nails it. And there it is. That's your largest lead, now 14. As Kaibe opens the third quarter with a 5-0 lead. Flores, right arc Shoemate, looking for something to open up. Now puts it on the ground. Now top of the arc, Garcia. Fake three. Goes to Nico. Now in the corner to Lindstrom. Wanted to go down low to Shoemate, and Lindstrom's pass is errant, and the Hawks turn the ball over. Can't afford this. Now Bakari is going to check in, and then Nico Romero, who's hanging his head a little bit, is going to go to the bench. Got to stop doing that. Quinones takes across the timeline. He'll have Hector waiting for him. Now goes to Reason. Reason wants to drive in, pulls up at the free throw line, and then alley-oop to Reinschmidt, who's able to easily lay it up and in. And now it's a 16-point Kaibe lead. They're on a 7-0 run as Braden Schwartz comes to the table to check in. Hector Flores maintaining his dribble, goes right arc Lindstrom. Down low to Shoemate, who's going to scoop around and go up, and then he was pushed. I'm not sure if it was as his shot was taking place or before. Okay, the foul's on Reason. His third personal. Second team foul, and Silas Shoemate is going to go to the line now to shoot one. Justice Bender now going to check in for Kiana Benton. Shoemate's first free throw rattled home. 44-29 puts an end to a 7-0 fair run to open the second half. Shoemate takes one bounce and fires. Off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound Reinschmidt. And he is actually going to take the ball across the timeline. Dribbles right, goes, tries to go past Lindstrom, gets pulled up, shoots over Lindstrom, and his shot bounces around the rim, no good. Lindstrom gets the rebound, and then Reinschmidt grabbed him. Dumb foul. Reinschmidt commits his third personal, third team foul. Cameron had position. That was it. Reinschmidt simply needed to get down the court, and now Ron Lewis is going to check in, and Reinschmidt's going to sit, having picked up his third foul. Bakari will inbound to Flores. And Flores calling from the offensive movement, meets Quinones, now goes top of the arc, Schwartz, beats back to Flores. Flores is going to shoot over Bender, and bounces off the right of the rim, goes up, and then sinks. Hector Flores sets the lead to 13, 44-31. Quinones, shouted by Flores, gives to Reyes. Reyes on the right arc. He dribbles to the right. Now he wants to drive. He kicks out to Bender. He thinks three. Now he's going to turn around, pull in, now feeds. Reyes is going to be able at the baseline to lay it up and in. Bakari takes across the timeline. Goes left arc Flores. Flores thinking about shooting over Quinones, now dribbles instead to the top of the arc, now goes back to Schwartz on the left arc. Schwartz wants to drive in against Bender, kicks back out to Lindstrom, now to Bakari at the top of the arc, 16 on the shot clock. Bakari looking for the offense to reset, goes right arc Lindstrom, back to Bakari. Bakari now wants to drive through, he's got to pull back out, turns around, pulls up for a 15-footer, barely up the front of the rim, no good. And Lucatero then comes down the left lane, dribbles to the right, now pulls up, has Bakari all over him, goes to Reyes on the left arc. He's got Schwartz on him, top of the arc, Quiñones. Quiñones dribbles a little bit to the left, now to the right. Now he wants to drive through, and he shoots over Flores, who's going to get called for a blocking foul, despite the fact that Hector went flying. And that is Flores' fourth personal foul. Nope, sorry, my bad. That's his third. That is his third, and Quiñones is going to be said to have been shooting, so he'll shoot two with that second team foul. And his first shot rims in and out. He's had a team, comes up to give him low five. And Quiñones gets the ball back, dribbles, spins, dribbles, shoots, and that time gets nothing but net. 16-point Bear lead, 47-31, 4:09 to go in the third. Flores dribbles to the right, goes down to Shoemate. Wants to make a move on Reyes. Now kicks out to Lindstrom. He's going to pull up for a 20-footer. That's off the back of the rim. No good. Not his shot. He needs to be getting closer in. Rebound, Bender feeds Lucatero. Takes across the timeline. Going to be out of a car. Goes right arc Reyes. Reyes puts the move on. Shoots over Lindstrom. And Lindstrom trying to get the ball. Instead got Reyes' foot. Got his arm. How the heck did I get foot out of that? As Lindstrom now picks up his fourth personal foul. And Shoemate motioning to Lindstrom down with two hands, saying you can't leave your feet. Not in situations like that, as Reyes' first shot is nothing but net, but wrong side of the rim. Xavier Roman to check in for Kai B. Lucatero will come out. Moreno will come in for Mark Ferraro's squad, and Lindstrom will sit, and Reyes quickly fires and hits the second one. Now 17-point Kai B lead, largest of the game, outscoring College Place 11-3 here in third to open this up. Flores, top of the arc, looking for something to open up, dribbles to the right. Now goes to Shoemate in the left corner. He's going to drive past Reyes, muscle in against Lewis, make a reverse lay-in. What a great move by Silas Shoemate. He found that opening, muscled against Reyes and against Lewis to lay it in. Roman now playing point guard, dribbles to the top of the arc, met by Bakari. He now dribbles to the right, now gets to Reyes. He dribbles to the right arc, tries to go past Romero, and then slice through. His shot ends up going off the rim, no good. Rebound, Miguel Moreno, who then beats Flores as the ball batted away by Lewis, and then it slides out of bounds as Quiñones becomes a human bowling ball trying to gather it back in, but he can't. Nico Romero will check back in, and Flores will sit. Bakare will take it out with Roman in his face. Bakare, looking for an opening, tried to find Shoemate instead, has the ball batted away, and then Bakare gathers it back in. He tries to go in against the double team, gets blocked, but then gathers in his dribble and lays it up and in. Credit Bakari was sticking with the play. Gets the lead to 13 as Roman comes down to the top of the arc, met by Bakari. Roman dribbles to the right, still maintaining. Now goes to Quiñones, who's going to launch an NBA 3. That's up the front of the rim, no good. And Silas Shoemate all alone to rebound. Feeds Romero, quickly comes down the right wing. He wants to drive through, slices through the double team, and his lay-in skirls off the front of the rim, but he got fouled on his way up. And that foul's on Ron Lewis. That's his first personal. Fourth team foul. Nico Romero to the line now for two. As Reason and Reinschmidt are getting ready to check in. So Nico, first free throw rattles off the front. No good. As I said, Reason and Reinschmidt. When Murka comes in to spell Bakari, and Lewis and Bender will sit for Kiona Benton. Nico getting a second chance, dribbles, spins, fires, hits it. 12-point Kyvie lead, 48-36. Roman still playing point guard, gets met by Murka, goes to Reason, who now wants to dribble right and shoots over Romero. It's not a good shot. He makes guys for the rebound, pulls down his fifth, feeds Braden Schwartz in transition, turns around for a little turnaround eight-footer and nails it. So Silas Shoemate with the assist and Braden Schwartz with the putback and leads back to 10 at 48-38. And Coach Adam Berg doesn't like what he's seeing. Mackay Beef, he's going to call a timeout with 2:12 to go in the third. Bears leading Hawks 48-38. You're listening to College Place Basketball on 102.3 FM KGBC2.
Hey, have you heard? The Farmers Co-op and CHS Primeland have joined forces. The new group, known as CHS Primeland, will focus on providing outstanding service to current co-op customers and growing to be a major supplier in the northern Idaho and eastern Washington markets. Don't you worry now. The co-op, CHS Primeland, still has the same great local field staff you've trusted for years. Think of it this way. The co-op has upgraded to CHS Primeland. 9th and Rose, Walla Walla. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Live from College Place, the Hawks on a 7-0 run, and they've chewed into a Iona Benton lead that had been 17, their largest of the game. They've now carved it back to 10. Mark Ferraro has added Kobe Morris to his floor crew right now, as Xavier Roman will take it out far sideline. Roman gives to Ryan Schmidt at the top of the arc. He thinks about feeding Reason down low. Now he does try to feed Reason, and the pass is about 8 feet too tall. So the Bears turn the ball over, and the Hawks once again have a potential opportunity here. They really need to exploit it, both for their own confidence and possibility of still getting this win. Romero to Merka on the right arc. Noah looking for something to open up. Goes top of the arc, Silas Shumate. Silas goes to Moreno. Now to Morris in the right corner. Kobe looking for something to open up. Now goes to Merka, left arc. Now Silas at the top of the arc. Now down low to Morris, who puts the move on Ryan Schmidt. And Morris ducked into Ryan Schmidt, who left his feet, and Ryan Schmidt ends up committing, frankly, one of the dumber fouls we're going to see. Picks up his fourth, and he's just checked in. Now he's going to check back out. And Ron Lewis, 6'4 senior, is going to check back in. Way to draw the foul there by Kobe Morris. The 15 foul, Merka inbounds to Nico in the corner. Nico wants to drive in, has the ball stripped from him by Reyes, and they're going to call Reyes for the foul. Reyes not pleased. Armando Reyes picks up his third personal. That's the 16th foul now, so the Hawks will be in the bonus after this, and we don't know who wants to get the ball out. So finally, Nico travels to the far sideline, and Xavier Roman in his face gives to Silas Shumate. Shumate now dribbles to the left. He's going to have to kick out to Morris. Morris in the left corner goes to Nico on the left arc. Going to pull up for the three. Oliver Roman and hits it. Nico Romero for three. Cuts the lead to 7, 48-41. They're on a 10-0 run here. Roman, met by Merka, goes to the left now on the right to Risen, who wants to drive through. And Moreno got a piece of it. Then got his own rebound, and then they're going to call Silas Shumate for a blocking foul, despite the fact he went flying. Shumate picks up his second. That's the fourth team foul. And Daniel Reason will go to the line now to shoot two. And Risen's first bounces off the front of the rim, no good. Abel Lucatero now to check in, and Quinones is going to sit for the Bears. Gotta love it when the Hawks can put a run together. They're on a 10-0 run right now, cutting a 17-point lead down to 7. Reason finally managed to push back to 8 and stop the bleeding. Romero goes to Moreno in transition, can't quite handle it, and bounces the ball off the backboard. We'll call that a missed shot, but the reality is he just wasn't handling the pass. Roman then dribbles down, puts up an 18-footer that dribbles around and finally drains and leads back to 10 to 51-41. Come on, boys, you can do this. Romero comes to the top of the arc, dribbles left, gets cut off by Roman, goes right arc Merka. Noah looking for someone to give it to. Top of the arc, Moreno. Now down low to a driving Merka, and credit Silas Shumate with that. He had the great eye. Saw Moreno making the break, and the lead's back down to 8 at 51-41. The deficit, that is. Roman, shadowed by Merka, now wants to dribble left. Now he wants to go in, goes up against Romero, kicks out to Lucatero. Wanted to feed Lewis, able to get it back together. Shumate blocks him the first time, but then gets his rebound and puts it back in. 10-point lead, 25 seconds to go here in the third. Romero, realizing the shot, there is no shot clock left. No, there is. It's just, that's right, there is no shot clock. Gives to Merka. Merka now dribbles on the right, and they're going to call Roman for a blocking foul, and Roman is not having it. Roman is not happy with that call. But regardless, he's going to be called for his third personal. seventh team foul. Merca will now shoot a one-on-one as Flores comes in to spell Morris. And Braden Swart comes in to spell Miguel Moreno. And Mark Ferraro doing a Wizards job managing his limited lineup with Rooks and Lance Hatch missing. Merca's free throw, unfortunately, goes up the front of the rim, no good. Really need to hit those babies. As Roman comes down, crosses the timeline, gets met by Merca. He dribbles to the left. Now goes to Lucatero, who's going to shoot a beyond NBA three. That rim's in and out. Swart comes down with the rebound as the buzzer sounds, and the Hawks actually outscore Guy B in the third quarter, down by 17. They cut it down to 8. They'll go into the fourth, trailing the Bears 51-43. You're listening to College Place Basketball on 102.3 FM KGBC 2.
Hey, Walla Walla, 3 years strong. Scott Jordan at Paragon Auto Sales, your perfect choice for your next vehicle. If we don't have what you're looking for, no problem. We have thousands of vehicles we can search through. Need financing? We have that too. Rates as low as 2.99%. How about a first-time buyer with no cosigner? No problem. We can help there as well. Let me be your car guy. I can help with all aspects of the vehicle industry. Come see us today or visit us at usedcarswallawalla.com or check my Facebook page, Scott Jordan's Paragon Auto Sales.
Welcome to Gigabit Country. Pocket iNet Communications is now offering internet service that is an incredible 100 times faster than broadband to the residents of Walla Walla Valley. You too can get access to this super high-speed gigabit internet by visiting pocketinet.crowdfiber.com and entering your address. That's pocketinet.crowdfiber.com, pocketinet.crowdfiber.com, pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. Welcome to Gigabit Country. No limits, just possibilities.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC 2, Walla Walla.
Whistle sounds for the fourth quarter. Lucatero inbounds to Roman for Kai B, leading College Place by 10. Check that by, yes, by 10, 53-43. And Reyes feeds Reason down low, goes up against Braden Swart. Reason's shot no good, but they're going to call Swart for a foul. I think that's his first. Yeah, 15 foul. I had said leading by 8. I'd neglected to put down 2 points for Kai B in the third quarter. So they lead by 10 as we step to the line and try and extend it to 11. But his shot rims in and out, no good. Quickly fires the second. That also rims in and out, no good. Hit the rebound, brought down by Reason, who's now going to drive baseline against Schwartz, who knocked it into next week. Knocked it out of bounds, but there was a no doubt about that block. And Shoemate and Lewis are engaging in a little bit of dumb show here, laughing about it, though. So, and inbounds to Roman. He goes up. His shot goes behind the backboard, but they're going to say he got fouled as he went up by Hector Flores. That's his fourth. 16 fouls. So Roman now to the line. To shoot two. He bounces three times, pauses three more, then fires, hits it. Kai B is led by as much as 17. And back in the first quarter, College Place playing them back and forth, led by as much as four, as the second free throw is good and lead is back to 12, 55-43. Flores comes down the right wing, now comes to the top. He's going to have Lucatero in his face. He dribbles to the right, now goes to Shoemate on the right arc. Silas looking down low from Schwartz. Has the ball tipped and batted away, stolen by Reason. Roman now wants to go coast to coast, and instead kicks out to Reyes, and then gets met by Romero. So the Hawks shut down the transition as Lucatero dribbles to the right. Now he's going to shoot over Shoemate. Massive air ball. Rebound, Nico Romero. And then Reyes tries to reach around and commits one of the dumber fouls you're going to see. So Reyes commits his fourth personal. 2-4-6-8 team foul. So Nico will go to the line to shoot a 1-on-1. Romero right now, 1-for-3 from the free throw line. Bender checks in, and Reyes is going to check out. And Nico's first free throw. Finally getting the ball. He takes that patented one bounce, spin, and shoot. Nails it. Got to make a front end a one-on-one. So he earns the right to shoot another. Trailing by 11, trying to cut that lead down to 10. Cut it down to as much as 7 here as he sinks it. 55-45. High B, 7:15 left in the game. Roman takes it across the timeline. Going to be met by Flores. Goes down to Reason. He wants to drive against Schwartz. Shoots over him. And his shot bounces off the rim, no good. But they will call Braden Schwartz the blocking foul. That'll be his second. 18 foul, 16 foul. I don't know how to count. But regardless, Reason's going to get to shoot two. Right at Mark Ferraro down. Shorthanded both Ken Rooks and in particular Lance Hatch. He's done a good job managing his bench and keeping his game within breathing distance. Breathing distance? Reaching distance. With board. Reason hits his first free throw as Cameron Lindstrom checks in and Braden Schwartz is going to check out and Sal Quinones will check in and Roman will sit for Kai B. 7 minutes to go. Hawks trail by 10, and this is not out of reach. They've made a run. They can make another. Reason's second free throw is good. 12-point Kybe lead, 57-45. Flores comes down the right wing, now dribbles to the top. Now goes to Lindstrom at the top of the key, kicks back to Flores. No, Lindstrom hangs down, gets to Romero, who's going to launch a long two that rims in and out. Lucatero takes the rebound, lopes down the left line, now pulls up his dribble, now gets to Reason on the left corner. He now wants to drive in, sit, kicks out, can't see, goes to Lucatero, can't launch the three, goes to Quinones at the top of the arc, has Flores all over him, 17 on the shot clock, now to Lucatero. That's a quick foul. He did not have that ball very long and launched from the left arc and nailed it home for three. And that's the sort of thing that will kill us. Now, Flores comes down the arc. He launches the top of the arc three. That rims in and out. No good. And that is not what we're looking for. And Mark Ferraro wants to tell his troops to get it together. Nope. Take that back. Hector Flores committed a dumb foul. I'm going to call him on that. He commits a hacking foul after having given up the ball. So he fouls out. After providing 7 points, one rebound, and three assists. So Bakari will check in. Romero and Quinones having a friendly discussion in the center circle as Reason shooting a 1-on-1 barely manages to drag it home and the lead is now back up to 16. You can't keep fighting against 17-point deficits. You got to get it down to 10 and then 7 and then break it down from there. As Reason does not manage to get the biggest lead of the game as the rebound ends up going onto the floor and Lindstrom ties up Lewis. And we end up with a jump ball with a possession arrow favoring College Place. Nico hands to Bakari. Filling in now for Hector Flores and he dribbles past the timeline. Goes right arc Merca, who's also checked in. No, goes top of the arc, Shoemate. Now left arc, I think, Nico. Now in the corner to Lindstrom. He wanted to go low to Merkin. That gets intercepted by Reason. Reason, that is. And then Lindstrom coming up the floor ends up committing his fifth personal foul. And now we've got serious issues with Garcia checking in. And Mark Ferraro slapping his hands. How he keeps talked to him after the Connell game. Said, we need to put four quarters together. And we didn't have a... We did okay. First, second quarter, even third quarter, got fell back and then came back. But this fourth quarter, not looking good. As Reason hits it and extends the lead to 17, tying their largest of the game. Reason probably north of 20 points by now. He hits that one as well. And then Adam Burr calls coach timeout. Coach of Kybe calls timeout. 5:56 to go, and Kybe starting to pull away. 63-45. You're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including business, farm, auto, flood, life, health, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering honest and professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or Mark Thompson a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and at 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Live from College Place, 5:56 left to go, and the Hawks still looking for that first district victory. They're going to have to turn it on now as they trail. Tybee by 18. Garcia quickly takes an outlet pass, runs into Ron Lewis, and promptly turns the ball over out of bounds. Not what Mark Ferraro had in mind. Quinones takes the ball down the left wing. He's going to turn around, pull up into the key, put up a 20-footer, ends up being no good. Rebound, Jesse Garcia. Feeds Shoemate, who comes down the right wing, now goes to Nico. He wants to drive in, tries to slice with the double team, loses the handle on the ball. Two possessions, two turnovers, and Reason quickly comes down, and he traveled, and it didn't get called. Kicks to Quinones, now kicks to Bender, who's going to launch a red arc three. That's no good. And Bakari skies the rebound. Reason rips it out of his hands and then pooches the ball right between his legs out of bounds. One of the few mistakes you'll see Reason make. And it's College Place ball. As Bakari wanted his Shoemate in the corner, and Reason stole it with one hand, then loses the handle on his dribble. Nico pounds it away, but Bender picks it up. Now feeds Lucas Carroll for a left arc three. That's nothing but net, and that's just not fair. That is just not fair, and it is now a 21-point lead. The whistle was called because Lucatero hit that three so hard that the net got hung up. Romero takes across the timeline. Goes right out to Mirka. Mirka now going to drive against Bender, then pulls in against Lewis, has to pull back out, goes Nico, takes the three. He's going to drive in twice to the double team, lost the handle on the ball. And Adam Berg, again, wants to call timeout with 4:43. We will as well, with Kybee pulling away 66:45. You're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
When you're running a business, you need a partner you can count on. At Total Office Concepts, we provide not only workspace design, furniture, and network IT support, we are also experts in phone systems, security systems, and PC repair. From reducing printing costs to wireless connectivity, Total Office Concepts is your one-stop shop for today's technology. Total Office Concepts, locally owned and serving our community for 90 years, providing furniture and technology solutions. Call 582-4686 today. At Total Office Concepts, we make your workspace work.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
4:43 to go here in the game, and Kybee starting to pull away. They lead College Place here 66-45. Roman gives the ball to Lucatero for Kybee. Now back to Roman, and he dribbles down to the top of the arc where he's going to be met by Braden Schwartz. He now dribbles into the free throw line. Feeds Reason, has it batted away, gathered back in. Now Roman wants to drive in, kicks out to Reason, going to pull up the little 10-footer off the side of the rim. No good. Rebound Garcia. Feeds Shoemate. Now gets to Bakari. Down low to Braden Schwartz. He's going to turn around, pull up for that little 8-footer. And I'll tell you what, Braden Schwartz, if you can get it to him on the baseline, brought to you by Bakari, can finish. It's just we got to get it to him a little bit more often. Roman now wants to drive, and there's going to be a charge called. Fouls on Ron Lewis. That happened away from the ball. I'm not sure what happened. Lewis picks up his second personal. 19th foul, but given that's a charge, no one's going to be shooting. And Bakari calls four as he dribbles to the top of the arc. His left arc, Garcia, wants to feed Schwartz instead. Has to hang on. Now goes to Mirka at the top of the key. Noah, shadowed by Lucatero, now dribbles a little bit. Now goes to Schwartz at the top of the arc. Braden looking for something opening. 20 on the shot clock. Now it's going to hit Shoemate. 4-3. Brought to you by Braden Schwartz. And it's 66-50. Possibility. Unlikely. You can still get back into this game. Roman at the top of the key. Now goes to Lucatero. Now to Reason, who's going to want to drive past Garcia. Puts up a wild shot off the backboard. No good. Gathers in his own rebound. Now gives to Lucatero. No, that's Roman. Launches the three. Off the side of the rim. No good. Garcia had position. He gets tipped. Bender ends up with the rebound for Kybee. And they're going to try again. Roman dribbles in on the left arc. Now he dribbles into the key. And he had too many College Place bodies in front of him. Put up a wild shot. Silas Shoemate with a rebound. He now actually wants to go coast to coast. Kicks off to Bakari. He's going to shoot on the left arc three. That barely hit the rim. Merck ends up with a rebound. He goes up, and they're going to say he got hacked on his way up. Yeah. foul is on Abel Lucatero. That's his first personal. 10th team foul, and Adam Berg now is going to call timeout with 2:53 to go. And when we come back, Noah Merkel will be at the line with Kybe leading college play 66-50. You're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
When you're looking for new flooring for your home, it can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. With over 40 years of experience in the flooring industry, trust is just one of the many reasons why Connors Flooring and Design was voted best of the best. We use the finest local licensed installers to make sure your project gets done right the first time. Give us a call at 522-0176 today or stop by our showroom on C Street in College Place for your free estimate. Connors Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time, making sure that your commercial computer network stays running to keep your business going strong. Doyle Computer Solutions. From networks to servers to individual workstations, Doyle Computer Solutions has the staff and experience that you can rely on. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Back live here at College Place. The Hawks still trying to fight their way back in against Kybe, trailing 16 points at 2:53 to go. As Noah Merka goes to the line to shoot two and misses his first one. Hawks shooting only 55% from the line. They need to improve that if they want to hope to eventually get their first win. As Merka's second bounces around and then finally drops. And now Kobe Morris is going to check in, and Merka is going to go to the bench. Reason will inbound to Roman, my apologies. Roman dribbles down the left wing, not going to be met by Morris. Now dribbles to the top, wants to go past Garcia. He's going to have to pull back out. Now goes to Reinschmidt at the top of the arc. Has his ball batted away by Shoemate. Reinschmidt gathers it back in, tries to lay in. That ends up being no good. Rebound, Jesse Garcia. Now Bakari goes too wild down the right wing, finds out he's under the rim, and tries to get the ball to Schwartz, who was not ready for it. And the Hawks turn the ball over. Lucatero inbounds to Roman. Comes across the timeline, down the left lane. Now he dribbles to the top. Turns around, pulls up for an 18-footer right outside the key that bounces around and then drops. And it's, again, a 17-point Kybe lead. They've led by as much as 21. Bakari feeds Garcia, who's just waiting down low. Now that was a good eye. Jesse Garcia brought to you by Bakari, and it's 68-53. Under 2 minutes to go. Roman on the left arc. Dribbles to the top of the free throw line. Now pulls back out. Reinschmidt then takes a three that's ill-advised. Long rebound off barely off the front of the rim by Bakari. Goes top of the arc, Kobe Morris. Morris dribbles, now goes back to Bakari. Bakari looking for something to open up down low. Maintaining his dribble, now goes to Schwartz on the right arc. Now left arc, Garcia, thinks three, fakes three, now moves left, now moves right. Still maintaining his dribble, goes to Shoemate, corner Bakari. Tries to put a move on Roman, has to dribble back out. 10 on the shot clock, Garcia. Then shoots the top of the arc three. That's off the front of the rim. No good. Shoemate hustles for the rebound. Can't quite get it. And Roman comes down the left wing. And now goes to Lucatero. Now to Bender in the right corner. Bender goes to Roman at the top of the arc. Just about a minute to go. And College Place still won't have their victory. As Bender takes it in the right corner. And they're chewing up clock now. Lucatero dribbles to the top. Gives to Bender. Bender down low to Reinschmidt. He wants to put a move on. Tries to feed it. Driving Reason has no good, but ball ends up getting batted around. Reinschmidt's shot ends up being no good, but then Bender is there to clean up and put it away, and it's a 17-point lead, and Shoemate wanted to hit a driving Schwartz, and Schwartz pulled up and results in another turnover, and Silas literally smacked himself in the head. Bryson Wurzburger checking in, as is Ron Lewis and Armando Reyes, to supplement Roman and Bender, who are still on the court with under 40 seconds to go. Roman takes across the timeline. It's going to be shadowed by Bakari. Now feeds Reyes, comes back around to the top of the arc. Reyes dribbles all the way to the left. Now to Wurzburger, now top of the arc, Bender. And 17 on the shot clock. Now to Reyes on the left arc. Reyes fakes the move, pulls back out. Now to Roman, still looking at the clock, trying to run as much of it down as he can. Now dribbles to the left. He's going to slide through the double team and lay it up and in. And it's a 19-point KB lead with 8 seconds to go. Bakari comes down the court, goes right arc Shoemate. Shoemate now wants to drive, puts up a one-handed three-pointer that ends up being no good, and the clock will run out. And the Hawks still searching for that first win as Kaibi beats them on the College Place floor, 72-53. We'll be back with game totals, game breakdown, and what the Hawks have coming up as well as league standings when we come back. You're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM KGBT2.
If you had one less thing to do, what would you do with the free time? Here's a thought. Hire a maid from Handmade Cleaning to help out around the house. Handmade Cleaning offers exceptional cleaning and home beautification services that are more affordable than you think. In addition to regular visits, Handmade Cleaning can also help you before and after parties, do seasonal deep cleanings, prepare for overnight guests, or post-construction cleanup. Learn more at handmadecleaning.com or call 240-7995. That's 240-7995.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the College Place Hawks on KGDC2 102.3 FM. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Hawks Radio. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisor for your investment needs. In the Walla Walla Valley, contact Chase Hessler, George Hessler, Hank Worden, or Sam Wells. Call us today at 1-800-ED-JONES. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
We've been bringing men to one knee since 1906. You see, we've been part of that moment when a man takes a little box from his pocket, and he looks across at the woman he has a question for, and he's excited that he thinks he knows her answer. And then he gets down on one knee, and just a few words tumble out. I'm Skip at Falkenberg's Jewelers. Is it your moment to get down on one knee? Come see us. We have the diamond that will go in that little box that you will pull from your pocket. Falkenberg's Jewelers on Main Street, right in the heart of downtown Walla Walla.
Thinking about getting braces or Invisalign? Think Wood Orthodontics. Formerly Dr. Greg Fink's practice, Wood Orthodontics has the same great staff with an awesome new doctor. Dr. Ryan Wood is a board-certified specialist with amazing attention to detail, and he completes most of his cases in less than 2 years. Entrust your family's orthodontics care to the same great practice that has cared for the smiles of so many other Walla Walla families. Wood Orthodontics. Learn more at woodorthosmiles.com. That's woodorthosmiles.com.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Back live here in College Place, where the boys and girls have dropped the doubleheader to the Kaibi Bears. The girls lost 52-29 earlier this evening, and the boys just lost 72-53. Your preliminary statistics. First for the visiting Kaibi Benton Bears, Self and Jonas with 1 point. Armando Reyes, 3 points. Abraham Reinschmidt, 2 points. Justice Bender and Ron Lewis, each with 6 points. Xavier Roman with 12 points. And then Daniel Reason and Abel Lucatero tied for high game statistics with 19 points apiece. For your College Place Hawks, Kobe Morris with 1 rebound. Noah Merka, 1 point, 1 rebound. Miguel Moreno, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Bakari in limited time, 2 points, 1 rebound, 2 assists. Miguel Moreno, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Braden Schwartz, 6 points, 3 rebounds. Hector Flores, 7 points, 1 rebound, 3 assists. I mentioned Cameron Lindstrom with 4 rebounds. Jesse Garcia in his first start gets 8 points, 7 rebounds. Nico Romero, 13 points, 2 rebounds, and 1 assist. And Silas Shoemate leading all College Place scorers with 14 points, 6 rebounds, and 2 assists. The Hawks shot a fairly respectable 40%, 39.1, 18 for 46, 12 for 21 from the free throw line, which certainly factored into this. They had 28 total rebounds, only 5 of them offensive, 10 assists, 1 steal, 3 block shots to offset 12 turnovers, and who really, practically speaking, you're talking about, again, a story of quarters. First quarter, outscored by 4. Second quarter, outscored by 7, but that's still keeping things fairly close. Actually went into the locker room with a 10-point deficit, and then in the third quarter, kept things close. But then in the fourth quarter, Mark Farrell's lament manifest itself, and Burbank. Kiana Benton ran away, outscoring the Hawks 21-10. It was a simple, they were unable to execute on offense, in particular in the fourth quarter. That was really the story of the game. And there were some three-pointers that they were unable to stop, both by Luke Terrell and Reyes in one particular instance, Bender in another instance, Roman in another couple of instances. And you, when you can't rotate out to cover the perimeter, it is found that the Hawks have had trouble with that, and we've been victimized by it, and it happened again to us in the fourth quarter tonight. So here's how things look in the South Central East. Warden continues to squat atop at 7-1, quickly followed by Luke at 6-1. Connell and Riverview tied at 5-3. Those two teams, no, they did not play tonight. Then Kiona Benton is going to be up against them at 5-4, 7-7 overall. Columbia Burbank trailing at 3-4, and then College Place and Royal winless in league. College Place 0-7, and Royal 0-8. College Place winless all told. Royal does have two wins of 2-10, and that is going to be College Place's next opponent. That will be this coming Monday. So here's the schedule coming up here for the next week. And on Monday, Monday and Tuesday, College Place is going to be on the road. Monday they'll be at Royal, the girls' game starting at 7. Following night they'll be on the road again at Mattawa. They'll be facing Waluk, and then next Friday again they'll be on the road at Riverview, and then finally they come back home next Saturday, a week from today, to host Waluk. So that's Royal Monday, Waluk Tuesday, Riverview Friday, and Waluk again on Saturday. So your first game, the girls' game from Royal, as two winless teams are going to meet up in Royal City. And we'll see if they can't get their first league win. That will be this coming Monday, 6 p.m. We will see you then. That'll be it from College Place, where both the boys and girls dropped their games to Kiona Benton. Those scores were 52-29 for the girls and 72-53 for the boys. They'll next take on Royal this Monday at 6. You've been listening to Hawk Basketball here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of College Place High School Hawks basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2. Join us again next time for Hawks Radio right here on Walla Walla's KGDC2. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.